News Radio 690 KTSM presents more of the El Paso History Show, featuring your host, documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk, and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
It must be the second hour because we're about to start the conversation with an El Paso History Moment, written and produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission. And her story today is about an El Paso industry created by an immigrant family. Most of us remember the Farah family.
The city that puts pants on the nation. Syrian Lebanese immigrants played an important role in El Paso's development. The earliest Syrian Lebanese arrived in the 1890s and lived close to each other along El Paso Street, operating grocery businesses servicing mainly Spanish-speaking customers. In 1920, first-generation Lebanese Mansour and Hanna Farah arrived in El Paso and started a small clothing store that grew into El Paso's Farah Manufacturing Company. Farah went on to become the city's largest employer, and the company employed 10,000 people at one time and became the largest manufacturer of slacks in the United States. This was an El Paso History Moment. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
Are we there yet?
We've stopped belly dancing now.
Oh, so it goes here.
Yes,
so that's a history
Jackson
moment.
With a tambourine and belly
dancing.
Well,
we have a
scary.
Few microphone issues to deal with here and headphones. Oh, you guys doing radio over here in this corner?
Yeah, that's
so
what
it
we're
goes.
Doing
well,
here today.
I tell you what, the ElPasoCountyHistory.com, that's the website for that crowd. And the Farah family was kind of an interesting crowd there.
Yeah.
The County Historical Commission meeting coming up.
That's right. It's going to be the next meeting. Is going to be... it's held the second Monday of every month, and the next one will be this Monday, September 12th. At 11:30 a.m., and it is held at the United Bank of El Paso del Norte, the downtown branch, which is located at 401 East Main Street. It's open to the public. And if you have any questions, you want to get involved with the History Commission, call Bernie Sargent at 915-581-7920.
All right, we have the commission on the mind, commission on the brain. We have a couple of commissioners in the house here this morning.
We got markers on the mind.
On the right side of your radio, because the other guy's busy working on his headphones, I'm going to introduce Robert Word. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning.
Welcome here.
Thank you.
And you're a committee person?
I'm chair of the Markers Committee and the Hearts Mill Committee.
Of the El Paso County Historical
Commission.
Commission. Another guy in the room. Who? His name is Joe Nibbang. Morning, Joe.
Good morning, Jackson. Good morning, Melissa.
Welcome here, dude.
Morning.
Well, thank you for having us.
Are you hearing kind of okay over there?
I'm hearing fine now.
Talk into Gizmo here, we'll hear you even better. But Joe Nibhan is a guy who has also been part of El Paso's history. Your family is part of the fabric of this history of this town. So welcome here. Tell us your story. But the question of the day is markers. We have a brand new marker going in, next Sunday week?
Next Sunday, 3 p.m. downtown.
Tell us the stories and tell us the details on the marker event.
Well, it will be started at the Foundation Room, 333 North Oregon, and the speakers will be there, and there will be light refreshments and presentations, and then the group will walk down to the marker, which is on El Paso Street, for the official dedication, and then are welcome to go back to the Foundation Room for light refreshments and to visit.
So that's a party event downtown for the marker. The historic markers being what they are, why is this happening?
Well, actually, you have 254 counties in Texas that are authorized to have a historical commission. And for each commission, one of the standing guidelines is to commemorate and inform people about the history and culture of the area, and the easiest way to do that is with markers. The markers denote individuals, historical events, architectural events, sites where the buildings aren't located anywhere, to inform the public of what's going on in the history and culture of the area.
Some history happened on that spot or near that spot usually.
Yes, but this one is basically honoring a group, Syrian Lebanese, and many of their stores were along El Paso Street.
So that's the point of putting it there.
That was the point of putting it there.
Okay, name some of the people, if you can, who might have been involved in what are the family names back then in those days? Joe Nebhan, you know a bunch of, in fact, you are some of these families, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Well, some of them are the Salomis, of course, the Lions.
How you spell that?
L-Y-O-N.
Huh.
Okay.
I didn't know that name came from there.
Yes. And the Emmets, the Abdu, I mean, the Abrahams, Malulis, the Dows.
Keep going. You got to talk into that thing.
Okay.
Where is it? It'll find you, Jeff.
Thank you.
There it is.
The Abrahams, there's a whole plethora of Syrian Lebanese people that came here, and they're still coming.
Well, we do hear that in the news, that we've got thousands of them coming. How's that looking?
Well, what you see in the news is not the people that came in the early days. As is the ones that came in the early days were Christians, normally either Maronite Catholics or Syrian Orthodox.
And so you're one of those, are you not?
Yes, I'm a Maronite Catholic. And from Lebanon, from Zahlet, from my grandfather was from Zahle, Lebanon, which is on the edge of the Baka, Arusa al-Baka.
So you still understand the language some?
Oh, he speaks it.
Shwe shwe.
I'll take that as okie dokie, huh?
That's it.
That translates to okie dokie.
He's always teaching me a new word, and I'm like, okay. I'll remember that one.
I can't
even speak English.
Do I dare repeat this in public without knowing? But Joe Nebhan, you got a lot of history there. Tell us some more details on some of this stuff, because there's a marker going, a historic marker, and we need to lead up to why, you know? So all these families are showing up.
Well, all these families are showing up. Now, the stories I know best are my family, my grandfather. There was a total of four brothers that came here to El Paso. And they came here because one of their neighbors, Abrahams, was already here. So that's why they came. It was Khalil Nebhan, Nebhan Nebhan, Butrus Nebhan, and my grandfather, Yusuf Nebhan. And my grandfather was the last one to come over here, and he walked over the bridge, the Santa Fe Bridge, on July 5th, 1905.
What time of day?
That I don't know.
Well, I just thought you might. Who knows?
You know, it says, and from that, you know, it says the whole story began. I mean, he began the reason why he came here, why he was the last one to come here, is that he was the youngest of the four brothers, and it was he had to take care of his parents until they passed away. When they passed away, he came to join his brothers.
Now, why did they have to leave their country?
Religious persecution. There was a famine going on. There was lots of reasons, but the main reason is religious persecution.
So these were Christians.
We're Christians, yes.
Yeah.
Well, that part of the world at that time was mostly Christian, correct, in the areas that they all came from?
In the mountains. In the mountains are a lot of Christians. And, of course, yes, there was before this last civil war in the 1970s, Lebanon was majority Christian. I can't say that anymore, but they still have about 40% Christians in Lebanon right now.
Well, also, it was the collapse of the Ottoman Empire, too, that I think was part of the issue, too, that a lot of them came in the 1890s. The exodus started very heavily in the 1890s, correct?
In the 1890s, yes. That's when the first ones came. That's when my grandfather's brother, Khalil, came here. Okay, and there was a whole story with him doing about shooting a Turkish officer. Ooh. And one of the soldiers who were preparing to burn their wheat field.
But had to leave.
Okay, there's a conflict left and right.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's also the time that a lot of the persecution started, is the fall of the Ottoman Empire. Mm-hmm. It was breaking up in different sects, different countries, and a lot of people just wanted out and wanted to go to a new country to find a new life. And it was easier for them to immigrate from that area to Mexico rather than Ellis Island.
Oh.
So
what?
They came up from Veracruz up into Juarez and then emigrated into El Paso. Some of them moved on, but the core families that we have here today stayed and grew the culture, added to the culture of the area.
Were they welcomed?
Yes, it was. They were welcomed. My father has told me some stories about, some people giving him an unwelcome greeting here. But for the most part, they were welcome here in El Paso.
What about by the government?
By the government, really didn't. I don't think the government really cared. There was virtually nothing. All they did when my grandfather walked across the Santa Fe Bridge, all they did was put some drops in his eyes, and if they turned a certain color, they weren't allowed to stay. But apparently, it was for some disease, which I'm not sure of.
Well, at the other end of the country, they were having boatloads of people go through Ellis Island.
Yeah,
and so there was nothing like that here.
Not really. And when they at Ellis Island, when they emigrated and they put the eye drops in, if it turned red, they sent them back to Europe.
Wow.
It could have been syphilis. It could have been tuberculosis.
There was a specific disease that they looked at. It's a form of pink eye.
Oh, okay.
That they was highly contagious. Pink eye is still highly contagious.
So these guys didn't have to go through the gasoline bath and that kind of nonsense?
Kerosene. No. Kerosene is what they went through, yeah.
Well, there was a lot of strange things that went on. Yeah. As people immigrated into the United States, I guess this is just another facet of it.
It was just their way of protecting what they thought was the way to protect people, and in some cases it did, because if they were unhealthy, they sent them back home.
Well, El Paso is not thought of as a gateway to the United States.
Except if you're from Lebanon, you know about it.
Right, well, but mainly you looked at both coasts. You had the ones coming in from Ellis Island on the East Coast, and you had the ones coming in from San Francisco, the Chinese, and so forth on the West Coast. But even my great-great-grandfather, who was Italian, emigrated from Italy to Mexico and then ended up in this area.
Interesting history going on there. So there's a marker coming here. And what's a marker?
A historical commemoration of an event, an architectural design, a place. It's all over. We have over 200 markers in El Paso County. We're one of the most prolific. And even before the Historic Commission was authorized, back in the 60s, some people will remember Chris P. Fox, and he worked with the State National Bank to put markers downtown commemorating events that took, like, the shootouts and so forth and so on.
Scenic Drive is lined with those.
And so then those came into our inventory when the commission
was formed. Where's this marker going to be out on Oregon Street?
No, El Paso Street.
Oh, El Paso Street.
Two blocks south of the Mills Building.
A particular spot or?
Is there an address or?
Well, it's right in front of a shop called Genesis, I believe, Perfumery. Exactly.
Oh,
perfumery.
Okay.
A smell-good place.
Yes.
I'm trying to put that on the Facebook
I can't say that
page.
Word either, perfumery. But that was a building that had this kind of activity at one point?
A lot of the buildings on South El Paso Street were handled by the families. Some of them still do. Joe still owns property in the neighborhood, I think.
Yes, I still do.
And by the way, you're Joe, but are you really Yusuf?
No, actually, I'm Joe. The thing about a Syrian Lebanese, we assimilated very well to this culture, mm-hmm. number one. But we always kept our heart with our culture, as you can see with the Syrian festival that comes off every May, I believe. I mean, we love our music, we love our food, we love our culture. But we love this country even more.
Good for you. Good for us.
Your first country.
Yes, this is our first country.
Interesting stuff. We're going to talk more about markers in general and specifically this one and the history behind it, because there's some interesting history in El Paso.
That's right.
From people from that part of the world. All right. Are you being trivial?
I'm being trivial.
Trivia!
Yes, and we just talked about this, so everybody listening should know these.
So what do you got in the way of a question?
Well, the first question that we got for $20 in gift certificates, again, to Pepe's Mexican Food up there in Canutillo, which actually, if I wrote it down right there, there's a mall there, the ESI Mall. I finally found an identifying marker for where they're at.
6761.
Yeah, 6761. But
I'll go there.
The marker's a lot easier to see than the address.
But, you mean, wait a minute, wait. They have an historic marker?
No.
Oh,
it's just,
no.
It's just an advertising marker.
But you know, we could put an historic marker at Pepe's.
That's true, because they're historic.
Well, but the Camino Real used to go right through their building.
Yeah, in fact, there's a marker just down the street from them there.
We should go make a marker at Pepe's
there
in the
go.
Middle of the restaurant.
There we go.
The Camino Real used to sit right here where you
well,
are.
They've got antiques in there, too. So
well, there are
well
markers
right
in on the drawing board for the Camino Real.
Pepe's. Put one right in the middle of the restaurant.
There
so
you
there.
Go.
Okay, Pepe's. And beyond that, what happens?
Yeah, and then also you got Pepe's. Or you can win a DVD from El Paso Gold, which could be the smelter. The Mexican Revolution, sir. Mexican
fights.
Revolution. That gunfights the Old West, which is the best one.
We don't have any Syrian-Lebanese gunfight
Soon
markers,
you
do
will
we?
Have one. We'll have oh, one, okay. Yes. We'll have a sword fight. And then Waco Tanks and Ghost
All
Stories and the smelter again.
Well, you're in so Ghost Stories 3. Push that one.
Ghost Stories 3. Okay.
There you go.
Yes.
We'll
let you push that one.
I'll push 4. Anyway, what's the deal here?
The question is to win one of these wonderful prizes is the earliest known Syrians to reside in El Paso arrived here in what period of time?
Are you looking for a specific year, a decade?
A decade would work, yeah.
Within a decade.
Yeah, which we did mention earlier.
I heard it go by.
That's right.
So when did they show up? That's the question.
That's it.
And the answer is don't say it. You got to call up with
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Call us at 915-544-KTSM.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-500-1557. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-500-1557. That's 1-800-500-1557. 1-800-500-1557.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit Barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
YWCA El Paso is on a mission to empower children to be learners and leaders. If you're looking for an enriching, fun, and safe child care and after-school program for your kids, come to the YWCA. Because in life, children deserve the best, and you deserve peace of mind every step of the way. Learning together, growing together. YWCA El Paso, the educational partner you can trust. Call 519-0000 or visit YWCAElPaso.org to register and learn more.
YWCA, where the W makes a difference.
Listen up, El Paso. News Radio 690 wants you to get ready to save big on scorching hot deals when you bid on the Borderland starting this Thursday. At Bid on the Borderland, you'll find your chance to get great deals on vacation flyaways, staycations in town, food, fun, new clothes, salon pampering, entertainment, adventure, gifts, and much, much more. Bid on the Borderland starting this Thursday. Log on at ktsmradio.com, keyword auction.
This month at participating Napa Auto Parts stores, Mobil 1 Synthetic Motor Oil is on sale for a great price, $5.79 a quart. Keep your ride running longer, stronger for less. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, telling you who's coming in here on September the 17th, which would be like a week from today.
Next week.
Our one guest is author Glenn Ely, Dr. Glenn Ely to you or me. Mm-hmm. He will explain El Paso's Civil War history. We don't hear about that very much.
Yeah, he's
a lot
good writer.
Going on here. It's from a book he wrote called Texas Frontier in the Butterfield Overland Mail, 1858 to 1861. And you can't tell that story in El Paso without explaining the Civil War in El Paso, because it hit the fan here a little bit differently.
Yes.
So that's next week, Hour 1. Hour 2, Dr. Max Grossman, Vice Chair of El Paso County Historical Commission, explaining the status of preserving historic El Paso buildings. And there's a lot going on. On a given day, now you need a scorecard. Things are changing rapidly. All right, September 24, Tom Lee Month, what's happening? Hour 1. Hour 2, we got a painting. Joe Gomez owns a painting of Don Haskins. He'll come here and tell us about the International Museum of Art and that exhibit. October 1. Oh, now get this one. October 1, El Paso High School people are coming in. Their campus turns 100 years old. The following week, they're in a big deal to make a Guinness World Record happen. They want everybody who ever attended the thing to show up. And how they're going to do that and make sure you did attend, I don't know. I mean, we could get a bunch of guys from Mexico to show up and vote like they did in the old days.
That's right.
But anyway, that's happening on October 1, Hour 1, Hour 2, Casner Range. We are going to have the congressman talking to us about Casner Range and why save it. Beto O'Rourke will be here, and a couple of members from the Franklin Mountain Wilderness Coalition. October 8, Peter Schwarzbein, city rep. What's the trolley history? He's going to tell us about that. October 8, Hour 2, Concordia will be back in here telling us what's that history. October 15, both hours are focused on the Border Legends Music Festival. Rick Kern will be here with Terry Manning. Terry is a world-famous music producer.
Yes, he is.
And he's from El Paso.
That's
so there.
Right.
What do you got?
Well, I want you to join the evening. We're bringing Henry Trost back from the grave, I think, for this one.
Again?
They're going to have a night of culture, food, and fun. And this is going to be October 1st from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. at the W.S. Hills Building in downtown El Paso. They want you to head for the Hills live exhibition and Fiesta Champions. The theme that we need to celebrate the thriving community or thriving arts community in El Paso and recognize the artistic traditions that shape the cultural identity of this region. It pays homage to the artists that have given us the understanding of what it means to be from El Paso del Norte. They'll have music, fashion, live art, local fair, dancing in one of the most beautiful buildings of downtown, and has to offer up soon a hub for the arts and heritage tourism, with a keynote presentation by J.P. Bryan, who's a wonderful benefactor to the Trost Society here.
I love his backup band.
That's right. And he's a renowned architectural conservationist and patron, again, of our region's cultural traditions. And we invite you to join us for a Fiesta and Live exhibition. It's benefiting the Tom Lee Institute and the Texas Trost Society as they work together to unite the region's creative industries. If you're interested in attending, call Carolyn Franco for the details at 533-0048, or go to the Trost Society website or the Tom Lee Institute website for more information.
I think they're collaborating, those people.
I'm going to that one. I am going regardless.
Oh,
I don't
that's
get to
be
go to many
fun.
Places.
All right, trivia on hand here. We got Jesse, Jim, and George in that order. Going to Jesse. Jesse, good morning. How's the world?
Morning.
How morning, Jesse.
Good morning, guys.
Okay.
I'm a Tiger alumni, so be good to those people, okay?
Meow.
We're doing our best. I mean, their campus is turning 100. We're getting them all That's kinds right. of airtime here. And you better show up at that stadium, dude.
I know.
A bunch of old students, yeah.
I'm obligated to go now.
I may show up, but I went to Austin.
That's right.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Okay, the question was, the earliest known Syrians to reside in El Paso arrived here in what period of time?
Okay, I'm going to guess. I didn't have time to Google it. I'm going to guess 1890s.
Yay!
Good guess.
He's a smart man because he
Very
went to El Paso High School.
You got
right,
that for
there
you.
Go.
He went to history classes.
Pick a DVD, any DVD. We got lots of DVDs here.
Or the $20 in Pepe's food certificate.
The DVDs. What do you have left?
Oh my God, we got
Gunfights.
Gunfights of the Old West. Waco Tanks. We've got El Paso Smelter. Ghost Stories 3. Mexican Revolution Sites. The Legends of El Paso's Mountains.
Ghost 3 has got the Pattersons
in it. You know what? I'm going to side on hunger, so I'm going to go for the
Pepe. Now it's during lunchtime. All
he's
of a sudden,
he's going to fight hunger.
I can't eat a DVD. I'll eat this other stuff. Fair enough. All right, you got that figured out, Jesse? Thank you for ringing up. And Shelly will come tell you how to pick this up. Hold on.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening.
We've actually have two more questions. One's kind of odd, but we got two more callers. Should we give it a shot?
Okay,
here?
Sure.
All right, going number. See, in order that they call, Jim is next. We got another question for Jim. Hey, Jim.
Yes, Jim.
I'm hanging in there. Yes.
Okay, well, we got a different question for you. The other one was answered. So, many Syrian Lebanese immigrants chose to enter what port in Mexico before entering the U.S. through El Paso?
We said it on the air.
Veracruz.
Hey, now, see, if I hadn't told you that, you wouldn't remember it, would you? But you were correct. It was Veracruz. So, pick a DVD. We're out of food. That's the only issue.
But we've got DVD, so we've got Revolution Sites.
The Gunfighters.
Well,
this man has excellent taste. Not that Larry didn't have.
But you're in some other videos as well.
That's true.
So you can push those.
Scattered everywhere.
All right, Jim, you got that figured out. Appreciate that. And hang on, Shelly will tell you how to pick that up. So you've got yourself a Gunfighters DVD, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Fair enough. All right, now, should we go to hold on here. Don't go away. Should we go to our third caller, George? Oh, not any George. This is the George from San Eli. Hey, George. You still there, George?
George? George.
So hungry, and I could have used a meal, but I want to say hello to my buddy Robert Word. Him and I used to be teachers at Urban High School.
And you admit that.
Many years. And now we spend our time just doing history.
Indeed. And so Robert's here talking about markers and stuff. Would you like an easy softball question? Well, we have DVDs left. I mean, you can win one, or you want to wait till Pepe some other time.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, here comes. It's for a DVD softball question. Are you ready? You want me to say this one, Melissa?
Yeah, I didn't have to carry that one over.
I don't know what I did with it. Oh, I lost it here somewhere. Oh, here we are. I think here we are. Almost. Well, here's the point. If you were born as Syrian and Lebanese parents, and you were born in the United States, what nationality are you?
You would be American citizen.
Yes! It's a trick question, dude. We're giving you a DVD. You just have to jump through the hoops. No big deal. But you are. That's like when they had a plane crash on the state line. Where'd they bury the survivors? Yeah, neither way. Okay, but no, George, you got this figured out. So you pick a DVD, dude. What's up? What's up for you? You got some Smelters here. You got Waco. We actually have another Gunfighters.
The Smelter one sounds like a good one.
Actually, it's not bad. So that's the El Paso Smelter. This is when the big stacks came down. We had two guys go up the stacks with cameras, you know, a year ahead of that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I put on Facebook. One of the guys had a helmet cam. Have you seen that video on Facebook? Go to El Paso History on Facebook, and I've got so many people telling me, oh, my God, that video makes me sick. Take it down. And then they watch it five times. It happens over and over. Anyway, all right, George, you got yourself a video. Last Tour of the El Paso Smelter, Volume 1, The Stacks. Thanks for playing. Dude, you know how this works, right? Did he go away?
George?
Yo, Shelly's got, you got George already? Bye, George.
George
gets this here DVD. Have a nice day, George. And other than that, everybody else, we do have DVDs available to buy. You can actually buy them at some of these stores around here. Appreciate it if you would. All right, we've got to take a break here and come back and talk more markers.
That's right.
And if they want to call us, they can do so.
Or they can go to the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page where I've posted our lovely guest pictures up already, and I'm putting information about the marker and the reception so people can find it.
Somebody asked where we might go to lunch today. We're going to end up at Tosca today.
Oh,
so if
Tosca,
you're interested, Tosca.
Okay.
If you're looking for us, we'll be at Tosca. Okay. And they still can call us.
That's right, at 915-544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution Sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. EPHistory.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-467-1443. That's 1-800-467-1443. 1-800-467-1443. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text LEARN to 42424. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text LEARN to 42424. Again, that's LEARN to 42424.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
They say you shouldn't grocery shop when you're hungry, but for some children in El Paso, being hungry is a way of life.
Did you know that 1 in 4 El Paso children struggle with hunger? It's a terrible way of life.
iHeartRadio El Paso has joined forces with Albertsons and El Pasoans fighting hunger, and we hope you'll find it in your heart and wallet to help us provide 1 million meals to feed El Paso's hungry children.
Please donate whatever you can when you check out at your El Paso Albertsons. And thank you from the Paso del Norte Health Foundation, Smoke-Free El Paso, El Pasoans Fighting Hunger, Albertsons, and El Paso's children.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we're about to do El Paso Inc., but before we do that, I want to thank a guy named Dr. Al Marcello. He's been donating time to us every Saturday morning, last 3 weeks. We're going to have it for a few more months. He's donating a half an hour of radio time to us at 7:30. So at 7:30 to 8, I do sort of like a video DJ show, which I don't have to come in here for. I email it in here, but it's a whole radio show about El Paso at things that matter that we don't have time on this show. So we do have some excerpts from this show that I wanted to highlight. There's a song on there this morning from Tim Thompson, Lubbock's Never Been in West Texas. There's an attitude for you. Think about it. And that song played this morning. So just to let you know, we want to thank Dr. Al for donating the time, and we hope we're using it wisely. But if you want to hear something a little bit different, 7:30.
It was a good show. I caught it this morning. I don't usually get a chance to, but it's a great way to catch up on, because you had covered three different topics this morning.
Well, I did building history in El Paso from Keystone
right. All
the way to Trost.
Right.
And how much of it was mud up until 1881.
And so anyway, darn Henry was on there later on just blabbing away.
There he was.
Can't keep that man dead. He just keeps popping back up.
Yeah, he's going to keep doing it. Anyway, that's a 7:30 show we have called El Paso History Matters. Tune into that if you can. And that's another part of what we do here. All right. Now let's talk about what's going on this week only in El Paso, Inc.
EPISD sparks interest from the Gates Foundation, who are attending this weekend's TEDx El Paso. Big stuff.
It's big stuff this morning. How the dental school deal was done. Hunt Foundation donated $25 million to Texas Tech to establish the Woody L. Hunt School of Dental Medicine.
Can I get him to adopt me?
Just a couple of teeth at a time.
The rescue mission's new downtown digs are almost ready for residents.
That's also in El Paso Inc. online, elpasoinc.com, and available for home and business delivery.
By giving them a call at El Paso Inc. at 534-4422 to subscribe.
All right, we've got a Syrian-Lebanese historic marker going in place next week, a week from Sunday. It'll be on the 18th. The El Paso County Historical Commission, that is one of their actual charges to do things from the state of Texas. The counties of Texas are mandated right. to form a commission, and when they do so, that's their charter, to promote, to preserve, and protect El Paso history.
That's right.
And mess with it. I don't think it says that in the charter,
right.
but that's what these guys
and
do.
It's unfortunate that it has to be, in some cases, done strictly with a marker where it used to be, where something used to be. But a lot of them are still pretty much relevant to today, correct?
We do have yes. the guys in here from the committee, Robert Ward, the chairman, and the guy on the left of your radio, and, oh, there he is, Joe Nibhan. He's still here. Yeah, you still here?
I'm still here.
Oh, good. Fair enough. Well, you had a. I happen to know from your Facebook page you had a late anniversary night last night. So good,
well,
to, good to see you.
He's still celebrating.
Good to see you.
At my age, every night's a late night.
So congratulations to Laura and Joe Nibhan on 38 years of wedded bliss.
Oh, or just marriage. Or just marriage.
I heard a good one yesterday about marriage. It said that, you know, marriage is like a walk through the park, kind of like Jurassic Park.
You look out for the patches of strange things growing that you step in. Okay, enough of that. But these guys are here. Joe's here. You did make it in here. Thank you very
yes,
much.
I did.
But the Syrian-Lebanese marker that's coming up, you're part of that history yourself.
Yes, I am. Yes, I'm of Lebanese descent. My grandfather and my grandmother got on a boat shortly after Christmas on the ship. They went from Zahle to Beirut.
What year?
1905. And went from Beirut to Marseille, France, Marseille to Havana, Cuba, Havana, Cuba to Veracruz, Mexico City, and they rode the train all the way up to Juarez, and they walked over that bridge on July 5th, 1905.
What was their major language they spoke?
They spoke Arabic.
So how does Arabic and Spanish translations work?
Very difficult.
I would think so.
Especially in 1905.
And the guy didn't speak any English or what?
No, but there were other people that were here. His brothers were already here.
Oh, okay.
And I know that he got a lot of help from Mr. Abraham. Now, what Abraham, I don't know, but I remember my dad told me. And, you know, they had to come here with a grub stake. I mean, because it was a completely different monetary system, and they didn't have much money in the old country. So what they did, the women were very astute at crocheting.
Oh.
Okay, and they would crochet doilies. And they would have a trunk, maybe a couple of trunks, full of nothing but doilies. And they would go out, this is how they started, and they would go peddling these doilies. Most of our people were peddlers at first to build up that grub stake. You know, once they got enough to go and buy some inventory and rent a property, they would rent a property.
Make a store.
And they'd make a store. I know that my grandfather had notions, sewing stuff, thread, needles, buttons, scissors, stuff like that. He didn't know what the money was. So with the coinage, he would have a cigar box. And he would go and have it with the price. It was all written in English. You know, and Arabic also, and they would go put the money in the box, and they would take out their own change.
He wouldn't know either way.
He wouldn't know either way, you know. It's just, but you know what? We became accustomed. We became American. My grandfather's second language was Spanish,
mm-hmm.
okay, because we dealt down in South El Paso. I mean, you know, that was his first store on South Staten Street, we just grew from there. I mean, he invested his money. They worked very hard.
Mm-hmm.
All of the Syrian Lebanese people worked very hard to get where we are now.
And that's 100 plus years ago.
Oh, yes. Now in 2005, I had a Nibhan family reunion.
Y'all claim each other?
Yes, we do. Yes, we're the same brothers. My grandfather changed his name due to a family disturbance.
I see. So it became. Oh, so you're Nibhan's, not Nibhan.
It's Nibhan, okay. But. Anyway, this is we had a I ran a family reunion, and we got in contact with 450 descendants.
Lord.
Just El Paso people.
They were from all over. They're all over the world, but these are the descendants of the four brothers.
That's what I mean. It's from the same four guys from El Paso.
Exactly.
Jeez.
Oh, my
God.
And we got under at the... We had 150 attendees at the reunion.
I'd hate to
have
it
was really nice,
list.
And, you know, my aunts, most of my aunts and my father, my mother, uncles and everybody, they were still alive. They got to see their cousins, you know. And since unfortunately, most of them have passed now.
Yeah. Well, what an interesting chunk of El Paso cultural history you have.
Oh, yes.
It's humongous. See, that's one thing I'm kind of wondering about when we have this Mexican-American cultural center coming. What about the rest of us? I mean, look at the huge culture you represent. Where's that going to be displayed? You know? That's another subject, another story, another show, but just the culture of the organizations that you come from. It's huge. Name some other families that have come up. Robert, you may know some of these. The Farahs, I understand.
Oh, my gosh.
He was telling me an interesting story about what Hadad means. Hadads are one of the big families in the area.
Is it clean?
Yes.
Good. Then what's it mean?
It means Smith.
It's like a Smith.
It means Smith. I mean, it's like a blacksmith. Hadad. Hajar is a mason. Najar, carpenter.
Oh, okay. So we're getting the hang of this. Mm-hmm. All right, we stirred up a phone call from Trish. You ready to go? Trish, are you ready to go on the radio, Trish?
Yes, good morning.
Hey,
good
how's
morning,
it going?
Trish.
What's up?
Well, I am really enjoying your show. I like to tune in whenever I can, and I find it very interesting this morning. I wanted to share a story. My husband and I are not Syrian Lebanese, but we were brought together, so to speak, by... A very well-known businessman. My husband and I used to be performers out at Franklin Town Opera House.
That's my cousin.
So my husband was a singer and actor, and I was a can-can girl. And we met out there, and of course that place was owned by Nick and Shirley Nabhan.
Nabhan, right.
And so that's how my husband and I met. That's how we got our beginning, and we are still... in the arts business, and to this day, my husband still has customers who are Syrian Lebanese, and they are, you are absolutely right, El Paso is so lucky to have Syrian Lebanese people, because they are indeed very hardworking people, yes. Very admirable, and so we are blessed as a community to have them here in El Paso.
And you can blame your marriage on the Syrian Lebanese.
Yes, absolutely. So I found it just so interesting, and I just wanted to call in and share our story. And that was 27 years ago.
Congratulations.
We're still together, so Nick and Shirley were responsible for that.
And they serve you Mexican food, I remember.
Absolutely,
that.
Yes. And we would enjoy the food out at the Rancho Escondido well. Yeah.
Joe, do you know what the matchmaker word is in Arabic?
No, I don't.
No.
Let's see if Joe would know.
What is it?
Somebody
Google that. Well, somebody. Trish, thanks for ringing up and sharing. I appreciate
congratulations.
It.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
All right,
thank
take it easy. We're going to take a break here. We got to thank the control room crowd,
that's
by
right.
the way. There is a crowd in there going busy,
yes,
busy all the time.
Crowd of two in there, yes.
Shelley Sutherland on the phones. Thank you kindly for doing that. And Sergio Valenzuela. You got to do that like a soccer thing.
Yeah. He's the one that pushes these, what did you say, the electrons out the window?
He ships them out the door. I don't know what happened. But
he
throws
it out the wind today.
end up in people's cars. I don't know how that works. But we thank you guys for doing that. Really appreciate it. Also, we're going to need a call screener, aren't we, Shelley? You're going to take off and go to Europe for a few weeks.
Uh-huh.
If you're looking for something to do for a volunteer position, give us a holler here down here. We got somebody.
Oh, I could ask. No, she works.
You guys. You could ask some people out there. Anyway, if you can convince Shelley that you're a good call screener, we'll put you on. So, Shelley, take some calls here, 544-5876 for that. In the meantime, we shall take a break. Look at us on Facebook, yes?
That's right, the El Paso History Radio Show Facebook page. I've got our lovely guest picture on there, as well as I put the marker invitation. So if you need to know where it's all going to be happening for the marker dedication, you can look there and find it.
Back in a moment.
The Beatles, live at the Hollywood Bowl. Their only official live album. Remixed, remastered, and now with four bonus tracks. Experience the Beatles phenomenon live.
The perfect companion to the Ron Howard film, 8 days a week, The Touring Years.
Streaming exclusively on Hulu. The Beatles, live at the Hollywood Bowl. Available everywhere.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit Barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
They say you shouldn't grocery shop when you're hungry, but for some children in El Paso, being hungry is a way of life.
Did you know that 1 in 4 El Paso children struggle with hunger? It's a terrible way of life.
iHeartRadio El Paso has joined forces with Albertsons and El Pasoans fighting hunger, and we hope you'll fight it in your heart and wallet to help us provide 1 million meals to feed El Paso's hungry children.
Please donate whatever you can when you check out at your El Paso Albertsons. And thank you from the Paso del Norte Health Foundation, Smoke-Free El Paso, El Pasoans Fighting Hunger, Albertsons, and El Paso's children.
Listen up, El Paso. News Radio 690 wants you to get ready to save big on scorching hot deals when you bid on the Borderland starting this Thursday. At Bid on the Borderland, you'll find your chance to get great deals on vacation flyaways, staycations in town, food, fun, new clothes, salon pampering, entertainment, adventure, gifts, and much, much more. Bid on the Borderland starting this Thursday. Log on at ktsmradio.com, keyword auction.
You've got the control. Just type in your favorite artist and iHeartRadio creates custom stations for free. Commercial-free artist stations you control by thumbing songs up or down. iHeartRadio is free. Free. Free to download. Free. Free to use. That's control.
Yeah, yeah.
All your favorite music. All your favorite stations. All free. Download and open our iHeartRadio app or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
If you're ready to buy a new car, download the TrueCar app. Just configure the new car you want, see what others paid for it, and lock in guaranteed savings from TrueCar certified dealers. It's that easy. Save time and money. Download the TrueCar app today.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
You got Joe and Robert sitting there on Facebook. I'm looking
That's
at
right.
them. There they be. And above that is the announcement for the Syrian-Lebanese official historic marker event. So
That's right.
all the details are there on Facebook. One more detail to let you know about the lady from the first hour, Weaver's Cottonwood Ranch. That is a place in between El Paso and Las Cruces. It's in La Mesa, New Mexico, actually. And so give her a call if you want to get involved. And it's an old West Town. Pictures are also on Facebook.
That's right.
MJG Weaver at Outlook.com. MJG or Weaver at Outlook.
Give her a call.
Yeah, 575-233-4856.
All right. And then we've got a lecture and book signing. We were just talking about this, about the Texas Frontier and the Butterfield Overland Mail. And this is going to be Saturday, September 17th from 2 to 3 p.m., and it's free. Dr. Glenn Sample Ely, he's the award-winning Texas historian and documentary producer, will be talking about his book. He'll be doing signing of his books, and he'll be covering all kinds of different things from the Civil War on the upper road through the Guadalupe Mountain, Waco tanks, and more. And if you have some questions about that, you can call 915-212-3163. And then you're going to have a lecture of the history of El Paso, of the Women's Club and its significance. This will be Saturday, September 24th, 2 to 3 p.m., and it's free. And Mrs. Mary Rayleigh, president of the El Paso Women's Club of El Paso, and she's going to tell us about the history of the Women's Club, its significance, including the many firsts that happened right here in El Paso, for more information. And this is where these lectures are going to be at.
History Museum.
Ah, the History Museum is Sedonata, so I didn't know. So that'll be at the El Paso History Museum. Again, you can call 212-3163 and find out where it is, because obviously I didn't remember.
Well, no, it's down there because of the Women's Club exhibit is there.
I know.
Huge exhibit.
It wasn't on there, so I didn't read it. So.
Women's Club of El Paso has turned 100 years old. Their building did.
That's all right.
Real quick, let's go around the room here. Robert Word, we have got an event coming up here, and also, what about Monday's meeting?
The El Paso County Historical Commission meets the second Monday of every month at 11:30. 11 months of the year at the United Bank, but the October meeting will be at the Women's Club because that falls on Columbus Day.
And they don't open the bank.
They don't open the bank from 11:30, and guests are welcome. It's the committee belongs to the community.
It does. Joe. That's right. Joe Nebhan, real quick, the Syrian Lebanese Marker, it's on the 18th of September, 3 o'clock?
At 3 o'clock, that's correct.
And location?
Location is 303 North Oregon Street. That's in the Mills Building in the Foundation Room.
Excellent. Joe, thanks for coming in. Robert, thanks for coming in. See you guys at the meeting on Monday. Melissa, back here next week?
I'll see you next week.
Everybody in Control Room, thank you much. We'll see yous again here. And everybody else, the details for the radio show are at ephistory.com as well as the podcast.
That's right.
If you want to hear that cowboy crazy campfire we did last weekend, whoa, it was kind of strange, but it's on the radio now on the internet.
That's right.
At ephistory.com.
It was fun.
So everybody else, see you next week. Thanks for joining us. And again, Control Room guys, you're doing a great job in there. 7:30 a.m. show, by the way.
Joe, say goodbye in Arabic.
Alamak.
I hope that was clean. 7:30 show next week. We'll see you then and there. Be there, be square. Going to lunch at Tosca. See you there.
That's right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show, and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM, El Paso.